Gross.
Sorry. Sometimes you just gotta get junk on your computer, you know? You gotta get it dirty to...
What kind of junk is that?
It's just junk. You know, you pick up junk when you go surfing the internet. Uh-huh. Get junk on your computer.
I don't get junk.
You don't get junk?
Nope.
It's because you don't go surfing around the internet.
I do too. I shop.
Shopping is different.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because then you get junk. It comes to your house.
It's not just on your computer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to tell you what that junk looks like.
That's black tape. Because I have to have the black tape to hold my power cord in.
I don't believe
you. I've been wiping my butt with my computer. Are you happy?
No. That's gross. Thought I'd trade you better than that.
Oh, man.
Who is this?
This is Robert Randolph and the Family Band, I Need More Love. Every day. Every day of my life, I need more love. Enough of that. Let's get this party started, okay?
Okay.
All right, we got a lot of things to do. We got to get it going.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. All right. Today we're going to talk about our vacation, of course.
Of course.
And Gracie and Mark are here. Say hi.
Hey,
y'all.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
It only took a day, and he has already said y'all.
Y'all, see, he gave in quick.
He did.
Gracie's still fighting it.
She's
still fighting it. She'll give in eventually.
She's stubborn.
That's right. South, the South will rise again in you. All right.
So we're home.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, we are.
We did it.
We
survived.
Made it.
Wisconsin.
Well, of course.
Yes.
It was great.
Let's talk about what we did.
Okay.
We went to Wisconsin.
We did. Is that all you got?
That's it. We get there. First of all, we arrive to angels singing in the clouds. Oh, we will bless you with weather. And we've got like 70 degrees. Beautiful. Sit in the shade. It's nice and cool. Sit in the sun. It's nice and warm weather.
Well, it wasn't 70. It was like 85. But okay.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, in the middle of the day.
When we got there and we went to
it was like 78.
We went to the party. I'll give you 78.
Okay.
We went to the party. You could sit in the shade and not sweat.
It was cool the day we got there because
and there was a nice breeze.
Because that morning when we walked out of the hotel in Iowa, it was 58 degrees. I almost turned around and said,
right.
I'm going back home.
Oh, no,
this is not summer.
The Lord had air conditioned outside.
It was cold. I wanted my coat.
It was great.
That's why I don't live in Wisconsin anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about moving up there when I felt that. And then,
but for the picnic, it was great. It warmed up and it was nice.
The picnic was in honor of three of your nephews.
Yes, who graduated.
Larry, Moe, and Curly, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And Andrew,
Jordan, and Teddy.
Of which one of them is worth something, and the other two could be tied together and thrown in the river as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
need some hard schooling.
No, I love them.
I love them, but they need some hard schooling.
But they've gone astray.
So we went through this party, though, there was horseshoe tossing. There was some kind of yard bowling. There was badminton.
Bocce ball.
Yard bowling, same thing.
Badminton. And croquet. And croquet with the guy with his.
Croquet.
Seriously.
It's spelled
with a T. Serious croquet.
It's got a T on it. I looked on the box.
Okay, whatever. Okay. You just sound stupid. It's croquet, and we take it very seriously in our family.
And talk about serious.
Mm-hmm.
There were scars.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if anybody knows how to play croquet, but it's very serious.
There were bruises. There were cuss words passed.
We are a very competitive family.
Y'all are.
There was no cussing. There's no cussing.
There was names called.
Nobody cusses. And my mom and dad are the worst.
Oh, yeah.
My mom gets out there and she, you know, because once you get through and then your ball's hot, so you got to get everybody else to win. So then we're chasing everybody around to hit the other balls and try to run around.
I don't understand the rules of this game. It's pretty much Gowitz's win. That's the name. That's the rules. And Debbie was the most serious about it.
Oh, she, yeah, she was the worst.
She was vicious.
I don't know,
Ed. She wasn't playing around.
Ed wasn't as serious about it as normal. He's usually the worst.
So then things kind of quiet down. And
after we'd eaten
like a gazillion. First, we had like snacks when we got there. It was, you know, the snacks laying out, peanuts and all. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said?
You said, yep.
I said peanut. I called it a man's organ. That's what I called it.
They're peanuts. That's what you call
They're
them.
They're peanuts.
Peanuts.
Okay. A peanuts.
Peanuts.
I know what a penis is, and that's not.
This is a family show.
It's a family show. So.
Chips and stuff.
Chips and peanuts and all kinds of stuff laying out. And so we ate all that. And then we had brats and barbecue
that
and
had
beans.
That had been grilled in with beer.
Boiled in beer.
Boiled in beer with, grill. It just left me.
I don't know. Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. Thank you.
Yep. What they boil them in beer, then they grill them on the grill, and then they stick them in a crock pot with sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
And they taste good.
They're much tastier than the ones you had tonight.
Yes.
Those were bland.
So we did that, and then we...
had cake.
Cake
and homemade ice cream from Ranison's, which is the best. Grape nut ice cream.
I expect you to get up and move.
Have you ever had grape nut ice cream? It's the best ice cream ever. Grape nut ice cream. My entire family loves it.
Yeah, in a uranium container.
1945.
They brought this.
It seriously was from World War II.
It was from World War II, and it was an ice cream cooler, and it was a metal tin bucket covered with some type of leather. Depleted uranium, and then leather around that.
And it had straps
and then
that canvas, you buckled.
And then leather straps.
It was insane. Yeah, but the ice cream was cold, was it not?
The ice cream was cold.
It worked.
So, so we had that, and then there was all kinds of drinks and everything. This is, you know, non-alcoholic drinks, all that kind of stuff going on. And then we were playing our games, and then I look at us. I haven't seen Faith in like 2 hours. Where's Faith? Well, have you ever seen that episode of I Love Lucy? It's one of the classics where they take the trip across country
to California.
And she ends up, you know. She ends up taking, you know, we got a lot in the load. We got a lot in the load. And she takes off everything except all the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Faith is over there. Gas is, you know, $7 a gallon.
Oh, okay.
Faith is in there with her brother, the Mason, getting marble slabs.
Travertine slabs
that weigh 75 pounds a piece and loading them in my car.
Wasn't putting them in the car.
I was looking through the shed
at all the extras he had from the Mayo Clinic.
I looked like a low riding drug runner.
It was 75 pounds of travertine.
No, 75 pounds a block. And you had 4 blocks.
Okay, 300 pounds of travertine.
Thank you. 300 pounds
of
travertine.
Yeah, but it's beautiful and it's free. You know how much travertine costs?
It's a car.
I don't care.
Well, then you need to tell me I need to bring my truck.
I didn't know that he was going to have this. But what did you say when you found me in there?
I called you Lucy. I said, get out of here, Lucy. So I'm weighing down. I said, you said, it's free. I said, it's not free. I got to pay $7 a gallon to haul it home.
Yeah, but it was so pretty.
Wasn't it pretty? It was very pretty.
And then I said, what
are we going to do with it when I get it here?
We're putting it on the vanity.
That's right. A work project.
That's right.
Another incentive not to take it home.
Yeah, but it's got to be done anyway.
It doesn't have to be done.
Well, I'm going to hire the guys to do it like they did our bathroom.
Well, then that's fine.
Then you're not doing the work.
There you go. Uh-huh. And I don't have to haul it around either.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
A lazy bum.
What? So, see what I got to put up with?
My brother would have done it for me if he was here.
So then all these ingrates left the party, their own party.
Yeah, they did. It was pretty sad.
They were like, this is lame. We're leaving. And yeah. I'm like, no, you can't leave your own party. I know it's lame, but you got to stay.
It was not lame. It was fun.
It was actually
fun. Teenagers.
They're teenagers, you know, so to teenagers, it is lame.
To sit around and talk.
So whatever. So they left their own party, and they went to the movies.
And my mom was not happy with that.
Nobody was happy with that.
That was not good.
She wasn't happy with her own daughters for letting them leave.
No.
And I wasn't happy with anybody.
Mm-mm.
And your mom wasn't happy with anybody. Me and your mom were sitting there having our own little party.
being mad about them leaving.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so then they all get busted for smoking pot at night or something. They got accused of it.
They got accused. The one nephew accused the other two nephews of it. Yeah. I believe him.
I believe the good nephew.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So there you go. So the next day, so we all go home and we go back to Faith's parents' house.
Oh, we had the bonfire. We made, my brother has a big fire pit in his backyard that he's got all set up with chairs
and it got cool at night, so it was
and
nice.
And so, so we all had sweatshirts on and we made s'mores and stunk like smoke. It was great. I loved it. It reminded me of being a kid.
Then he set off fireworks, but dangerously fireworks. Close to everybody.
Yes, yeah.
He was obsessed with burning us up with fireworks. Yes. So then we did that, and we went back, and then you kicked your sister out of the nice bedroom, kicked her downstairs to sleep in the basement.
Hey, listen, you don't know how it works. You always act like I'm being mean. This you are is being how mean. It works. I come the farthest. And I'm staying the longest. That's who gets the guest room. That's always how it's
worked.
But
they were already there, and they were only staying one more night.
She said, we'll go downstairs and sleep. She was fine.
All right. Well, it makes me very uncomfortable because I show up, and everybody's like, get out of the bedroom. We got to let Faith and Brad have the bedroom. We'll sleep on the porch with the critters. So, anyway. So the next day we get up, and we all, and everybody's
privileges of being the baby of the family.
That's right. And I slept late. And I'm like, where is
with it? The windows open, by the way.
Oh, so sweet. So I slept late and with the windows open and the little fan blowing on you. It was great. So then get up and everybody's like, where is everybody? And I get my breakfast fixed and they're all sitting on the front porch. So I go on the front porch, which is nice to sit outside. You can sit outside.
Ate our breakfast on the front porch.
I said, what are we doing out here? We're going to watch them put it in the house. What? So, yeah, across the street.
They're these, what do they call them?
They're manufactured homes.
Yeah. So they're put together, and then they bring them, and then they...
It's sort of like a trailer house.
It's kind of like it, but they come together, and then they put them together.
They're a fancy trailer house.
Yeah, they're not on wheels or anything. Yeah. But they have garages and
foundations.
They're
basement.
Real houses.
Not basements, but they have crawl spaces. My parents have a basement. But anyway, the point is you don't... Look, at the normal trailer house, you just back the trailer house in, take the wheels off, and you're done. Tie it down if you're nervous about tornadoes.
This is a real house. This is not a trailer house. Yeah.
But it comes in on a trailer. I mean, it's sort of the same thing. It's just a lot nicer.
Yeah.
So.
It's a retirement community.
Yeah.
So the only 55
But the point is that there's this crawl space they build around the bottom, so you can't just back the thing in.
They have these huge cranes.
You have these huge cranes.
So we spent 3 hours watching, on the front porch watching them put this house together.
Put the house in.
And my dad couldn't stand it. It didn't take him but an hour, and he was down there with the men. All of a sudden, the men from the whole neighborhood, all retired, you know, with their little lawn chairs, and they're sitting in the middle of the road, the middle of the street. And they're all lined up in the middle of the street, and they're all watching. They're all talking about, oh, no, he didn't do that right. He's going to knock it over. We better go tell him.
And then your dad, the contractor, is going to go talk to the foreman.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Get in all his business.
Oh, this is not right.
So you having a little trouble there, are you? Get out of him. Oh, brother, here we go. So
it's an old man talking about how to put a house together.
So we did that.
Funny.
We did that.
But that was that not
all
wonderful?
Morning.
All morning. That's all we did. Sit there, put my legs out in the sun. It was great. It was great.
And the girls took their blanket and they...
Yeah, Helen and Anna.
And put it in the front, played Barbies right there in the front yard.
My parents have the perfect... My mom has a green thumb. I mean, she has the most beautiful flowers.
She's got green grass, too.
And the most beautiful grass. I mean, you could walk... I mean, and my brother-in-law, just to play a trick on her, put a little yellow... one of her yellow flowers in the middle of the yard to make it look like a dandelion. And she said, Lois, you have a weed. She's like, I do not have a weed in my yard.
It was immaculate.
It was
grass.
Perfect. I ran through it because it was so cushy in my feet. It was so pretty. I love it.
So yeah, that's pretty much day one of our vacation.
Yeah, it was great. It was very.
I hope you
relaxing.
Liked the show because this is all you're going to get.
All you're getting for a week
is
it's all
tomorrow.
We got
day two.
Ramp up, folks.
You're into the long haul. And also be prepared, coming up next week will be the 1,000th show.
Wow.
Charlie's coming back. Gracie will be here for the show.
Woohoo!
Big John's going to be here for the show. We're going to have clowns and dancing bears.
Jugglers.
It's going to be great.
We're going all out.
Great. Oh, we are. And everybody's ramping up for it.
Well, hey there, Gracie and Mark. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Buford. How you doing?
Good to see y'all again. Listen, I came in to tell you, Faith.
Mm-hmm.
I got the dancing goats that you wanted me to, you know.
I didn't want any dancing goats.
Yeah, I got the dancing goat. What?
I don't want goats. I told you to put the goats away.
I've been teaching them to dance all week. They can square dance.
Dance?
Yeah, they can square dance. It's really cool.
Seriously.
For the 1,000th show, it's going to be great.
Seriously, dancing goats.
Yeah, dancing goats. I got dancing goats, and I got blow up menace for the kids. And
are they going to suck anybody's blood?
The goats? Mm-hmm. No, these aren't blood sucking goats. These are dancing goats.
Dancing goats.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got blow up menace for the kids. You know, you leave them out in the sun, they kind of expand, and you tie a string around them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And got colored popcorn and all kinds of stuff.
What's it colored with?
You don't want to know.
Uh-huh.
Just, I got it colored. Red, white, and blue. It's really cool.
Am I guessing it's going to be cancer?
Cancer? If you live long enough to get cancer, you're doing good.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I got it all prepared, and I'm just letting you know, and the goats are coming along just fine. It's going to be great. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll see y'all later.
Mm-hmm.
See y'all later, Mark and Gracie.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Seriously, I told him to get rid of the goats. He taught them how to dance instead of getting rid of them.
I think he keeps the goats because you tend to really fixate on the goats. he thinks he's going to teach you to like the goats.
Goats are dirty and they eat everything, which is actually not so bad. Have you seen his yard?
Well, it's better now that he's got the goats. Mm-hmm. You can actually see the cars.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping that if they stay long enough, since he's not listening to me, to get rid of them anyway, they'll eat the cars and then we'll be good.
If he'll eat the old cars, then it would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if we've got any calls. Okay. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got some calls here, I think, that we haven't heard.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Bill McCreary. I believe we left you a message on the we heard your message about the Sleep Pirate episode.
Oh, Sleeping Pirate.
Too funny.
Yeah. She's a sleep pirate.
You played Pastor Mike in the rap song at the beginning. I wanted to let you know that his
all my homies all up in the church.
Seriously, I can't hear him.
Major surgery July 3rd.
This is very serious.
And I wanted to know if you could
let me teach you how you're supposed to
act. He is asking us to pray.
What? He is?
How rude are you?
I'm sorry.
Like a Christian. You see, when you ask the Lord
Jesus
Christ.
What?
Back it up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm backing up. All right. Hold on. Here we go.
To your heart, and there's a different way that you're
Okay. Hold on. Let me back him up so we can hear what he's
Pastor
saying.
Pastor Mike in the rap song at the beginning. I wanted to let you know that his wife is actually undergoing major surgery July 3rd, and wanted to know if you could put out some information to your listeners so that they could pray for his wife.
No.
Posting that like a elbows out, hands up high.
What? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I will.
Wife.
We all need to pray for Pastor Mike's wife.
Seriously, do you know the line?
No.
Line, Brad.
Sorry. You're laughing over his comment.
I am not laughing. You just flew over the line. You know where you're hanging out? With Reese.
No, I'm not going to be with Reese.
Anyway.
Did that mark on my door?
Yes, it did. You put a mark on your door with that pen because you got all upset at me.
Check out his videos at youtube.com. Just do a search for The Pastor Mike. It'll give
The
Pastor Mark.
No, The.
The Pastor Mark. Okay, and that will give us the information.
And other people can hear about what's going on with her.
Okay.
The video is called Join Us in Prayer.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much, and God bless. All right, bye-bye.
So that's Join Us in Prayer, youtube.com, The Pastor Mike.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, and we will pray.
Elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out. Hands up high, elbows out, hands up high. Like a Christian, all up in the church. We on time, looking for a few people for game time. Need a couple big boys so we can win. Lose a ready game of spew. Man, that's a sin.
Okay, there you go. So check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Kentucky Dan here.
Kentucky Dan.
I don't know. This message is probably for DG.
Okay, seriously. DG's not here.
He doesn't live here.
DG.
What is wrong with you people?
DG lives in New Zealand. Call DG show.
Call New Zealand.
This is not his
New
show.
Zealand information. Yes, may I speak to DG, please?
He came to visit us. This is not his show. You know what?
What?
Getting a little...
Yeah, I know. He like took over mm-hmm, while he was here. Mm-hmm. We thought we were all happy when he was here, but now that he's gone, it's like
everything's he's all special.
In New Zealand. I have no idea how you managed to spend one whole week the only with Brad. The only thing I can come up with is that
this message is not going so good so far.
Seriously, he didn't spend it with you. He spent it with me.
That's true. I was at work.
He was with me the whole week.
Face turkey mama.
Excuse me?
Did he just call you turkey mama?
Turkey mama.
Turkey mama.
Turkey mama?
You got a new nickname, turkey mama.
Why'd I get that?
I don't know. I think I called you turkey mama once.
Oh.
Must have got you through the whole thing. Well, that's pretty much all I got to say.
That's it. You called in to say that.
Yeah.
You couldn't believe that Dan stayed with me.
How could anybody tolerate you for a week? You know what? I've tolerated him for 10 years, and I don't know. I'm not really still sane. That's why I do this show.
What do you mean you've tolerated me for 10 years?
You think you're a squirrel. Seriously.
I don't think I'm a squirrel. That's the name of the show.
You think you're a squirrel.
I don't think I'm a squirrel.
He does. He really does.
I like nuts.
I'm sorry, so I just jumped in my all of a sudden I want to say, I like big. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, that's not good. I like you, but I don't like him. All right.
Oh, boy.
So that's all you have to say about that.
Yep.
Sounds like a train.
I better.
And I've got to get out of here. Talk to you later.
Yes, let's not stand on the track. Is he standing on the tracks?
Get off the tracks, man. Okay.
Hey, Kentucky Dan here, listening to the Vacuum Cleaner podcast. Wow.
I think we've heard this.
I was listening to it, wondering if you was going to put the blood-sucking goat incorporated into it. Blood-sucking goat vacuum cleaner.
We did hear this, didn't we?
We did.
But that's still
that
funny.
That would be pretty funny.
That was good.
Blood-sucking goats incorporated?
Hello, squirrels. This is Chipmunk. I haven't called in a little while because Dan, the man.
Yes.
He's not the man.
I'm confused. I think he's gone on strike.
He's just Dan. DG for short. He's not Dan, the man. And he's not here. Just saying.
Okay, you're right. I'm with you. I'm backing you up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the man.
Have you guys seen someone?
Not even been on the forum in ages.
Me. I'm the man.
Where has he been?
Me.
He's too busy. He's working too hard to even come talk to us.
In fact, it's Mac Daddy the man, Mac.
Okay.
That's me.
I want to organize them. I volunteer my services since I am qualified in A-plus certification.
Only if you take your medicine.
Because, yeah.
Seriously? Those would be some messed up calls.
By the various nerds and kids. Reason why I was calling in was because of the hip. Technically,
hip.
The word hip.
Oh.
Because I went to a website. I went to a, let me pull it up real quick so I can.
Don't go to Wikipedia. No good.
Where is it?
What's wrong with Wikipedia?
That was,
people's opinions.
I haven't talked to you guys.
No, it's not.
In a long, long, long time.
Seriously, when you went to look up whatever, what was it you went to look up? How? I'll be John Brown. Oh, what'd you find out?
That wasn't Wikipedia.
Was
that was
completely ridiculous.
It was completely different.
Oh, okay.
Good long time. I hadn't heard myself, and yes, we were all. I think I'm going to hang up now. Wait a second, because I don't like.
Actually, Staveen's doing the calls now,
uh-huh.
And so they're all organized and good.
Yeah,
it's a working.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like babbling on the phone. The song about being hip. You guys played a song, and
we've heard this
to make sure the definition was clear. But how to pronounce it is Lil Wayne.
We've heard this.
Yeah, we did hear this.
Where have we been? Good grief. We're getting we can't even remember what we listened to.
Our own song. This will be the last of the repeats, though, because we've got Staveen. Well, we got Staveen.
If you delete them like we asked.
I will delete them.
Do you know where that delete button is? You don't ever delete them.
Bill McCreary again. I just wanted to clarify. It's Bill and Susie McCreary, and we're from Newark, Delaware.
So I can't get everything straight all the time.
Newark. 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 Is that Newark? Isn't Newark like a new...
Did he say Newark?
Isn't Newark like in... Okay, that's what I thought.
He didn't say Newark.
Is it Newark?
He didn't say Newark.
Gracie, say it.
Newark.
Newark. He said Newark.
In Delaware. Newark, Delaware.
Newark.
Newark.
There's one in Delaware, too.
But it's not pronounced the same. He's saying Newark. He's not from there. That's what I thought.
Heard it from Gracie.
Gracie said,
"You're not from there."
You got it.
I think he said he was from there. Hold on.
And we're from Newark, Delaware.
Newark,
well,
Delaware.
Well, Gracie says you're not from Newark, Delaware, because you'd say Newark like you're supposed to. Call in to correct me on
I think on the show you mentioned that Mike was our pastor or something like that, and we were in California. But no, we're from Delaware.
Well, make up your mind. You're on which coast are you on?
You're the one who said he was in California.
Pastor Mike's in California.
Well, why'd you attach him to them?
Because they said he was his pastor.
He did not.
I don't know.
That's the problem.
I can't keep all this straight. Who are you?
Actually, my best friend in college.
Turkey mama.
Just trying to get out.
Yeah, so they were best friends in college.
Who?
The word about his wife. All right, thanks so much.
This guy here, guys. And good Pastor luck. Mike.
But now they're on opposite coasts?
Opposite sides of the law. Or the Great Divide, one of the two. What kind of sad attempt?
I can't whistle. I can't even whistle, blow it out. I can't whistle.
Well, what were you attempting to do? The good, the bad, the ugly?
I only whistle, blow it. I can't even do it.
It's very sad. Very sad.
At least I know the good and the bad and the ugly.
This is
you know why? Because you've made me watch it 6,000 times. Every time it's on. All wives know this. Every time Clint Eastwood comes on, you have to stop.
Well, sure. Of course.
What was that?
I don't know.
Stop it.
Look out. Clint Eastwood's here.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. Mm. So, I've lost, I had them and then they're gone.
Who? What?
The things.
What?
The things where you say the Frito. They were here and now they're gone.
Frito on a stick?
Yeah.
Jalapeno on a stick?
Yes. They're gone. I'll just point at you and then you have to say it. Okay, so I point at you and then you say that.
I don't need remember the what it said. What was it?
It was Frito on a stick. But it was in a really high voice.
New
yes. All right. Thanks for joining us today. That's all you get. That's all we got. And tomorrow, like I said, day two of our vacation. More from Gracie. Mark has given up on us. Passed out on the couch, I think. So how do you liking the vibe? Liking the vibe? You feeling the vibe? The show? Okay, good. Now she rented a vibe. The car and the
oh, park.
She ran out of vibe.
Because the kids, they really want the orange Pontiac,
the
old 1930 car, and
windshield
was
too small,
so you got the vibe now.
Ah,
cool.
I like the vibe.
Yeah,
it's the same as the Toyota Matrix.
Oh, okay, that's good.
It's the same car.
Okay, whatever.
Very popular these days. Mm-hmm. You get like 180 miles to the gallon or something.
Well, that's good.
Coupon squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.